From VOA Learning English, this is As It Is. I'm Ana Mateo in Washington. Hollywood has made many movies about mind control. Movies like The Matrix and Inception are about the outside world controlling the minds of the individual. But what if we change that around? What if the story is about a person who is able to use their mind to control the world around them? About people controlling robots using only their thoughts. The best part is, this is not a Hollywood movie. Our story today is about scientists who are creating technology that is helping people who have lost the use of their arms or legs. Here is June Sims to tell the story of Mind Over Matter.
Kathy Hutchinson is a tetraplegic. She has not been able to move her arms, legs, or speak since suffering a stroke nearly 15 years ago. Recently, she learned how to control a robotic arm using her thoughts. She now can use brain activity to serve herself a drink. The American woman is one of two people who took part in a research project known as BrainGate 2. The researchers have spent years studying how to help people who are paralyzed regain movement in their arms and legs. John Donahue is a neuroscientist with Brown University and the Department of Veterans Affairs. He also was part of the project.
People who are paralyzed have their brain disconnected from their body, so they're not able to go out and do everyday things that you and I can do, like reach for a glass of water or scratch your nose. So our idea is to bypass that damaged nervous system and go directly from the brain to the outside world. So the brain signals can not control muscles, but control machines or devices like a computer or a robotic limb.
The two paralyzed people had small sensors connected to the part of the brain that controls movement. The devices measured brain activity and sent that information to a computer. The computer has special software that turns the information into digital commands for operating other devices. The researchers used a highly developed robotic arm to recreate human actions. Scientists from Massachusetts General Hospital, Harvard Medical School, and the German Aerospace Center also took part in the study. The BrainGate team had its first success in 2006. A tetraplegic stabbing victim was able to use the brain-computer interface system to control a computer cursor. John Donahue says the latest development using robotic arms is a major victory. A video of the latest experiment shows Kathy Hutchinson using the robotic arm to pick up a cup of coffee. She guides the cup toward her mouth, moves it forward, and drinks through a straw. Lead investigator Lee Hochberg says the first time she did it was a magical moment.
To see her with that robotic arm reach out and pick up that cup of coffee and serve herself that coffee for the first time in nearly 15 years, it was an incredible moment.
The research team carried out almost 200 tests with two different robotic arms. The two individuals were able to pick up their target objects 43% to 66% of the time. The researchers are calling the information very promising, but they say it will take years to fully develop the technology for everyday use. I'm June Sims.
And I'm Ana Mateo. Share your thoughts about mind control in our comments section, where you can practice your written English.